From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A recovery plan for the Dominican Republic in the wake of Hurricane George. St. Lucia braces itself for a banana battle in the courts. And can the Caribbean survive the East Asian financial crisis? I'm Electra Naismith and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the Dominican Republic, the government has given details of a recovery plan for the hurricane-devastated country. President Leonel Fernandez is also appealing to international lending agencies to freeze Dominican debt payments. Details of that development in a moment, but first here's Oren Gordon with the latest on Hurricane George.
Hurricane George weakened to a tropical storm in the southeastern United States, where it caused significant structural damage in some places, but did not hit as hard as expected. It packed its biggest punch in the Caribbean, where at least 370 people died. Today, rescue teams in Haiti found 60 more bodies. That brings the death toll there to 147. In the neighboring Dominican Republic, at least 204 people lost their lives and 200,000 are homeless. This is where George was at his deadliest. Today, U.S. First Lady Hillary Clinton visited Puerto Rico to survey the damage. Repair and rescue efforts are continuing in the other islands hit by George.